This is a great day. Many of us have been looking
ever
forward
since
to
UA President Jim Johnson and about 100 others got together last August to celebrate completion of the power plant. UAF officials have offered at least three predictions on when it will be fully operational. But as the commissioning continued and testing revealed additional problems with the new facility, university staff have had to recalculate their estimates.
The plant has been experiencing a number of minor delays and difficulties as we bring it on, part of the complexities of bringing a large plant on.
Senior project manager Mike Ruckhaus says it's not unusual to encounter glitches during testing of a new power plant. He says they're extremely complicated facilities designed to operate reliably for decades. And he says when problems are identified and fixed during commissioning, the plant's performance improves, as shown in the most recent test run.
Finished a 10-day continuous run and shut down for a relatively minor problem.
Ruckhaus says at this late stage of commissioning, each problem must be fixed in order for testing to continue. He says the contractors can no longer stop work on one system and go on to work on another while the problem's being fixed, the so-called workaround that people in the construction industry revert to in order to keep a project moving forward.
In the project, there's very little workarounds. We can't do other work or proceed without solving each individual problem.
Resorting to workarounds has helped limit the $245 million project's cost overruns to around $2 million, although a university spokesperson says that number likely will change by the time the project's completed. Likewise, Ruckhaus says it's hard to estimate a power plant project's completion date, especially during commissioning.
Developing estimates of when we'll be done during commissioning. It's just based on a general understanding of how long things may take. It's very difficult to understand what problems may arise and how long it will take to solve them.
Ruckhaus says a couple of critical tests will be conducted next month, and he's optimistic that the power plant will perform well.
We're preparing for the performance tests and the emissions tests, which hopefully will be happening in mid-July.
He says if all indeed does go well, he's prepared to offer his latest estimate on when the power plant will be online. That is, sometime around the end of July. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.